Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Today's news at noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is currently 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is threatening to kick state Democrats out of the legislature if they don't return and vote this afternoon on the new redistricting that will likely hand the Republicans five extra seats in Congress. State Representative Mahela Plessa is one of the lawmakers who went to New York overnight rather than vote on it.
The fight isn't just about lines on a map. It's about lives on the line. That's why we're here. That's why we're fighting. It's about democracy.
Other Texas Democrats went to Illinois. Thousands of workers at three Midwest manufacturing plants where Boeing makes military aircraft are now off the job. They went on strike, rejecting the company's four-year offer. Two people killed, total of eight shot at a music festival after party in Los Angeles. Trains have been canceled, parks closed as a potentially dangerous windstorm moves through northern Britain, all of it happening amid the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, one of Scotland's largest tourist attractions. This is ABC News. The search goes on in rural Montana for the former soldier who police think is on the run after opening fire in the local bar he frequented last Friday night, killing four people.
Hundreds of federal and local officials converging on the mountains in search of Army veteran Michael Paul Brown, who they say is armed and extremely dangerous. Authorities say 45-year-old Brown lives next door to the Owl Bar in the small town of Anaconda. They say Friday morning around 10:30, he walked in and shot three patrons and a bartender.
ABC's Trevor Ault in New York City. There's new information on the gunman in last week's office building shooting.
The gunman who killed four people and then himself at the Manhattan office that houses the NFL for years sought medical help for frequent debilitating headaches, including receiving injections in the back of his head. That's what a person close to Shane Tamura's family tells ESPN.
ABC's Wayne Cabot. The lobby of the building where the shooting happened reopened today. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Welcome to the news at noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the news at noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's news at noon.
Good afternoon. We have hazy sunshine and it's 77 degrees at 12:04. First of all, there is an air quality alert until noon Tuesday, so that has been extended another day. Partly cloudy with hazy sunshine, seasonal and quiet with a high of 81. A few clouds tonight, patchy fog possible with a low of 58, and partly cloudy and warm tomorrow with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm late with a high of 83. Once again, we have that hazy sunshine. Winds are out of the south at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 77 degrees.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your haying operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Summer is here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center is ready to handle the job. From skid steer and mini excavator work to patios, retaining walls, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing, every project they take on is built on trust, with the goal of turning your vision into a reality. Call Bailey today at 475-3973 and let Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center help you make the most of your property this season.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Today is Monday, August 4th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. It's still smoky. Smoke from the wildfires in Canada is continuing to make the air around here unhealthy. The National Weather Service has once again extended its air quality advisory, and now it's running through Tuesday at noon, with it possible to be extended yet again. Officials say the impact is really hitting people hard who are more sensitive, like the elderly, the very young, and those with the breathing troubles. Wisconsin wildfires may be smaller than the ones that are currently going on in Canada and the western U.S., but as Parker Olson reports, those pose a different challenge here than in seasons past.
Wisconsin wildfires may be smaller than the ones in Canada and the western U.S., but as Parker Olson reports, they pose a different challenge here than in seasons past.
This year, 971 fires have burned over 2,500 acres in Wisconsin.
In the last 2 years, we've definitely seen some earlier fire seasons, so longer duration fire seasons. You know, typically, it's been kind of that March, April is kind of our peak, but we're seeing earlier peaks to our fire season over the last couple of years. So definitely earlier snow-free conditions across the state, and we're having fires, you know, statewide.
In the 8 years from 2015 to 2023, there were a total of 33 fires in the months of January and February. This year and last year, there were 200 in those months. Weather is the primary factor on how many fires may occur in a year. Snow plays a key role in the changes to Wisconsin wildfires. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot says years that are supposed to be colder and snowier aren't delivering the snow and temperatures that allow nature to defend against fires. On the other side of summer, according to prescribed burn specialist Michelle Witeka, droughts are putting Wisconsin at greater risk.
Climate change right now is most definitely impacting our summers. We are dealing with more long-term drought. That guarantee of, you know, no wildfires occurring during this time because it is literally the vegetation is too flushed with moisture, that is not something that we can hang our hat on anymore.
With both ends of fire season extending, it's easier to accidentally start a fire. 98% of Wisconsin fires are caused by people. That's why experts say to be cautious, avoid burning on dry, windy days, and make sure the embers are out when you're done. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
A bill circulating at the Capitol could restore funding for a program that assists homeless Wisconsin veterans. The Department of Veterans Affairs operates the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program at sites in Union Grove, Chippewa Falls, and Green Bay, with the latter two slated to close next month. The legislation provides $1.9 million to maintain the program at those sites. Eau Claire area Democrat Jeff Smith is the bill's state Senate author. Interviewed at Buffalo County Fair, Smith said it's up to Republican leaders whether the facilities survive by scheduling a public hearing and allowing the bill to be voted on if lawmakers return to the Capitol for a floor period next month. The needed funding didn't make it into the state budget, with Republican co-chairs on the Finance Committee saying Democratic Governor Tony Evers didn't make it a priority during negotiations. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program provides transitional housing and support services to homeless veterans and veterans who are at risk of becoming homeless. Culminating the most expensive state Supreme Court race in U.S. history, Susan Crawford was sworn in Friday as justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court in a ceremony at the Capitol in Madison. Crawford, a Dane County judge, beat Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel in April to succeed retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley and solidify the court's liberal 3-4 majority. The Brennan Center said more than $100 million was spent on the race, which says Schimmel supported by global billionaire Elon Musk. This year's first confirmed measles case in Wisconsin. The State Department of Health Services and Oconto County Public Health confirmed 9 cases of measles in Oconto County. One case was confirmed through testing at the Wisconsin State Laboratory of Hygiene, with 8 additional cases confirmed based on exposure and symptoms. All cases were exposed to a common source during out-of-state travel, according to DHS. No additional information will be released due to privacy laws. DHS and Oconto County Public Health are working to identify people who may have been exposed. At this time, no public points of exposure have been identified, and community risk remains low. With measles cases at the highest level they've been in over 30 years, Wisconsin Department of Health Services urges parents to vaccinate their children before this next school year. While vaccination rates held close to the previous years, when disregarded, the new meningitis vaccine requirement for 7th through 12th graders, rates are still below the 95% needed to prevent an outbreak. 89.3% of Wisconsin students meet the minimum vaccination requirements. Last year, whooping cough surged in Wisconsin classrooms. Nearly 3,000 cases of this vaccine-preventable illness were reported to DHS. Now, with measles cases having been reported in the state, DHS officials warn that one out of every 4 people in the U.S. who contract this highly contagious disease are hospitalized. Stephanie Schauer, director of the Wisconsin Immunization Program, says routine vaccines don't just protect your child, they help keep classrooms and the whole community safe. Federal prosecutors are rejecting Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's defense that she's immune from prosecution in her obstruction case. They argue the law doesn't support that reasoning. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports there was a filing in the case this week from prosecutors. A magistrate judge has recommended that the case move forward. Judge Lynn Ailman will make the final call on whether it goes to trial. There's no day yet on the decision. Governor Tony Evers isn't ready to make a decision on a bill that would allow app-based workers to access company-offered benefits. The governor was asked about the portable benefit bill Tuesday during the Manitowoc stop of his ice cream tour around Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I have not taken a position on it. So when it gets to my desk, we'll take a look at it.
A press conference at the Capitol this week with state lawmakers and delivery drivers urged Evers to sign the bill, which passed both chambers of the legislature several weeks ago. This year's EAA event in Oshkosh has come and gone, but something to watch in the U.S. advanced aerobics team. Five pilots are headed to Hungary in September, competing and representing the United States. Brittany Merlot reports.
It's like the equivalent of the Olympics for aerobatics. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
That's Brittany Lincoln. She performed at AirVenture this year for the first time.
Air shows incorporate a little bit more gyroscopic maneuvers, you know, like some tumbles. We also fly with smoke and music in air shows. We don't do that in competition. So a little bit different. But, you know, in my air show acts, I really try to pay homage to my competition background. So while I do have some of those really fun gyroscopic tumbly maneuvers, I try to maintain as much crispness and precision in my other maneuvers as I possibly can, which comes from my competition background.
Graded by judges, everything needs to be absolutely perfect.
You know, we're humans. There's always an element of nerves, and that's really part of also the difficulty of the sport. You know, it's the precision and the controlling the airplane, but it's just as much mental as it is physical. And so really being able to prepare yourself before a flight to be in a good mental state and focused, you know, not to have that fight or flight response that we get oftentimes. You know, people experience it when they have to speak in public, or maybe you're going to go sing karaoke and, you know, you get this brain fog and you can't really remember stuff and you get dry mouth. And so, you know, that's all part of the puzzle in the game is finding a way to control yourself, your body, and get your mind focused in the right place to perform at your absolute best.
I'm Brittany Merlot.
There are no reports of this scam like this in Richland County, but county officials are aware of a fraudulent invoice scam occurring in other Wisconsin counties. Residents of other counties are receiving fake emails that appear to be official correspondence from their equivalent of a land conservation and zoning department, directing them to promptly pay an invoice via wire transfer in order to finalize a permit. According to one county, the emails and invoices look professional and may even use the names of employees to appear legitimate. Red flags that could indicate a suspicious email include suspicious contact information not affiliated with a legitimate county email. All emails from Richland County will end with at co.richland.wi.us. Pressure to pay promptly and through a method such as wire transfer as standard practice, Richland County Land Conservation and Zoning Department does not send invoices. People pay with their application or permit. Although officials have not heard of this occurring in Richland County, if you receive an email and suspect it to be fraudulent, contact the Richland County Land Conservation and Zoning Department at 608-647-2447. And average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 4.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging 2.93 cents per gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 0.3 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand at 56.6 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The national average price of diesel has decreased 0.1 cents in the last week and stands at $3.708 per gallon. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.67 per gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.99 per gallon, a difference of $1.32 per gallon. WRCO News Time is 12:19. When WRCO News returns, we'll talk about the busy week that the Walk with Grace Committee is having.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Too many choices can be overwhelming. At WCCU Credit Union, we keep it simple. We have 2 options for personal checking. Both have no minimum balance or monthly service fees. The only difference? Our awards checking earns dividends. With direct deposit, 15 monthly debit card transactions, and e-statements, you'll earn 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. Best of all, with either a Freedom or an awards account, WCCU delivers straightforward checking without the gimmicks. For more details, contact any of our offices or open your account online today at wccu.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and is subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
And currently, we have that smoky, hazy sunshine at 1221 with a temperature of 79 degrees. It's a busy week for Walk with Grace organizers. The Captain's Night and Survivor Reception will be held Wednesday night beginning at 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The evening will include a free will donation pizza buffet and a short program at 6 featuring researchers from the Carbone Cancer Center in Madison and Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Cancer survivors are also invited to register and receive a free gift. Team captains are urged to turn in team packets. All calendar raffle tickets and luminaries sold must be turned in at the time of the count towards the team total for this year. Money can be turned in at the walk, but will not count towards the team's total. The 2025 Walk with Grace will be held Friday night at Cross Cup Park in Richland Center. The opening ceremony will be held at 6 with the luminary ceremony at 9. All are invited to attend to support those who are battling cancer and remember those who lost the fight. Food and refreshments will be available beginning at 4. There is still time to get car raffle tickets and luminaries. The Grace office will be open today from 8 to 5 and Tuesday and Thursday from 11 to 3. Tickets and luminaries will also be available the night of the walk. Also, a reminder that Walk with Grace teams who have calendar raffle tickets they are not selling are asked to turn them in as soon as possible. There are a number of teams in need of tickets, and there are none left at the Grace office. If you have tickets you are not using, please call the Grace office at 608-604-8255. Arrangements can be made to pick them up from you and deliver them to teams in need. There is a school supply drive from now through Monday, August 25th, at the Edward Jones office located at 101 South Church Street in Richland Center. You can drop off donated school supplies Monday through Friday from 8 until 3. Little Britches continues to be a popular event at the Richland County Fair. It is a show by little people of little animals. The 44th annual Little Britches Showmanship will be held at the Richland County Fair on Sunday, September 7th at 11 in the show barn. Little Britches is open to all youth with a minimum age of 3 up to a maximum age of 8 or second grade as of January 1st, 2025, who would not be eligible for regular 4-H membership, may participate. The animals must be born on or after March 1st of 2025 and includes dairy and livestock animals such as dairy, calf, goat, lamb, rabbits, and poultry. All animals must be on a lead line. Animals being brought into the fairgrounds must have a vet check inch sheet, which can be obtained from the Richland County Fair Office by calling 608-647-6859 or the Extension Office at 608-647-6148. All animals shown in the Little Britches show must comply with the animal health requirements and identification for its respective species listed in the Richland County Fair Premium Book. A copy of the requirements can be obtained from the Richland County Extension Office. Little Britches will be held on Sunday, September 7th at 11 in the show barn. Participants must sign up by calling the Extension Richland County Office at 608-647-6148 by Friday, August 29th. The public is welcome to attend Little Britches on Sunday, September 7th to watch the fun as the kids talk about their animals. And a UW Extension cow-calf workshop is slated for Thursday, August 28th in Gase Mills, selecting heifers for potential replacements, winter feeding management, fall weed management, and truck and trailer maintenance will be the timely topics as summer winds down and we move into fall. Beth McQuillan, regional livestock educator for Crawford, La Crosse, Richland, and Vernon counties, will be the presenter. Beef cow longevity in the herd is a major contributor to profitability. Several criteria that increase the probability of heifer likelihood to be profitable cows should be used when identifying replacements. Find out how these criteria can improve heifer selection decisions. Optimizing nutritional needs during winter sets the cows and heifers up to achieve a successful next season. Discussion of how cow needs change over the winter, along with examples and management considerations, will help participants plan for the upcoming winter. Fall is one of the best times to implement some control practices of some of the most troublesome biennial and perennial weeds found in pastures. Fall management, along with the follow-up practices to help keep the weeds from coming back, will be addressed. No one wants to be broke down alongside the road with a load of cattle. A review of truck and trailer maintenance and safety considerations will be discussed to help reduce stress, injury, or worse when hauling cattle. The workshop will be held Thursday, August 28th at the Gase Mills Community Center. Check-in and snacks will begin at 5:30, and the workshop will wrap up at approximately 8. There is no charge to attend the workshop, as sponsorship is provided by the Cooley Region Shippers Association. Registration is strongly encouraged to help with materials and food planning. Contact the Crawford County Extension Office at 608-326-0223 by Monday, August 18th to register. WRCO News time is 12:27. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs.
Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Michael E. Molzoff, age 74, died July 24th at the William S. Middleton Veterans Hospital in Madison. Gravesite services will be held today at 3 at Greenwood Cemetery in Platteville, where military rights will be accorded by American Legion Post number 24 and VFW Post number 2474, Platteville. The Melby Funeral Home and Crematory, Platteville, is serving the family. Mike Molzoff is survived by his children, Dee Dee and Dean Turner, Penny and Avery Blado, Kenny Hardy, Kathy and Jason Richardson, and Ralph and Amy Carley, 11 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren. Michael E. Molzoff, age 74. Frank J. Gundlach, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain, died July 27th at our house in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with burial in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home tomorrow from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Survivors of Frank Gundlach include three siblings, Bob Gundlach of Lone Rock, Joseph Gundlach of Mazomanie, and Bernice and Daryl Dickinson of Dodgeville. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Frank J. Gundlach, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain. Robert Bob Frankie, 90, of Mauston, formerly of Bloom City, died Tuesday. A funeral service will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Mauston Methodist Church with burial in the Evergreen Cemetery south of Mauston. Friends may call at Crandall's Funeral Home of Mauston today from 4 to 9. Friends may also call at the Mauston Methodist Church tomorrow from 9 until the time of the service at 11. Survivors of Bob Frankie include his children, Kim and Chris Pufall of Mauston, Joel and Myakri Frankie of Hillsboro, John and Carol Frankie of Yuba, and Jared Frankie of Mauston. 11 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. Robert Bob Frankie, 90 of Mauston, formerly of Bloom City. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21 of Richland Center, died Friday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Weitzel is survived by his daughters, Maya and Lila, parents, John and Tara Weitzel of Richland Center, 6 brothers and sisters, Taylor Weitzel, Aunt Marshall Jacqueline of Rapid City, South Dakota, Sterling Weitzel and Maddie Rabideau of Winona, Minnesota, Katarina Weitzel and Logan Tunstad of Spring Green, Ruthie Weitzel, Rebecca Weitzel, and John Weitzel, all of Richland Center. Grandparents, Roy and Don Berndt, and Dennis Derry, all of Richland Center. Great-grandmother, Amy Klingeman of Rockbridge. Mother of his children, Olivia Corey of Sextonville. Special aunt, Stephanie Derry of Richland Center. Many aunts and uncles, other relatives and friends. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center, died yesterday at Harvest Guest Home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday, August 11th, from 4 until 7, with a burial to be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Ken Dieter is survived by his brother, Sheldon Lee, and Marlene Dieter of Muscadet, sister-in-law, Sharon Dieter of Muscadet, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center. Harvey F. Riley, 88, of Richland Center, formerly of the Muscadet Avoca area, died peacefully at his home. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. Harvey Riley is survived by his loving wife, Yvonne, three children, Sean Riley of Muscadet, Kelly and Kathy Riley of Baraboo, and Tracy Riley of North Freedom. Three stepchildren, Heidi Jo Noble of Janesville, Jared and Holly Noble of Richland Center, and Justin and Robin Noble of Baraboo. Special nieces, nephews, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Harvey F. Riley, 88, of Richland Center, formerly of the Muscadet Avoca area. Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Upland Hills Health. A private graveside service will be held at St. Malachi Cemetery in Clyde. The Luloff Peterson Hauk Funeral Home is assisting the family. Joyce Albrecht is survived by two children, Debbie and James Fouts, and Danny and Lynn Albrecht, and one granddaughter. Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90, of Avoca.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
And congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Scott and Selena Randall, David and Nancy Pulvermacher, and Ryan and Kendall Foley. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet weather continues across the region thanks to high pressure parked right near Wisconsin and points eastward. Still a lot of haze out there from the wildfire smoke. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has extended the air quality alert through noon tomorrow, so people with respiratory issues and cardiac troubles should especially be careful and not overexert themselves outside. Now, we do expect temperatures to be staying seasonal here. In fact, warming up just a little bit, getting toward the end of the week into the weekend, could be about 5 or 6 degrees above normal, and with more humidity, that will make it feel plenty warm out there, with heat indices probably into the 90s by the time we get toward the very end of the week. Now, there are some scattered showers back in the Dakotas down through Nebraska. That weather system will slowly inch to the east and could bring us some spotty showers as the week goes on, with better chances as we get deeper into the weekend. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. It should be partly cloudy and hazy, high near 81, east-southeast wind close to 5 miles per hour. Just a few clouds tonight, patchy fog possible, low at 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm late, high temperature near 83. Heading into Wednesday, partly sunny and rather warm, low 60, high of 84. There is a slight chance of a spotty thunderstorm Wednesday afternoon. Going into Thursday, chance of showers early, then partly cloudy, very warm and humid, low 66, high 87. Friday, quite a bit of sunshine, hot and sticky, lows in the upper 60s, highs around 90. Saturday, partly cloudy, still very warm and humid, also a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms at night, high about 89. On Sunday, a chance of some scattered showers in the morning, partly sunny, high near 86. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and hazy with a temperature of 78 degrees after a morning low of 53. Yesterday's high was 81 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1947 is 98 degrees with a record low of 44 that was set back in 1978. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 67. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:20, while sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:56. Winds are out of the west-southwest at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.06, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 78 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
How to save someone overcome by heat stroke. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. A lot of farm work is done in blistering heat, and if heat stroke occurs, it can be fatal. Dr. Douglas Casa says in cases of heat stroke, start cooling the victim fast.
You have 30 minutes to get someone's body temperature under 104. So from the moment someone shows signs and symptoms of a heat stroke, if we want to assure survivability, we got to somehow get their temperature, which might be 108, 109, 110, at the start under 104. And the cool first transport second is a key part of that, because we have to take advantage of the minutes right after it takes place and not depend on care that's going to happen at the hospital when it comes to cooling.
CASA heads the Corey Stringer Institute at the University of Connecticut, which focuses on the health, safety, and performance of athletes, warfighters, and laborers.
Heat stroke that happens related to exertion, so in athletic, occupational, military space, is 100% survivable. It has been 100% survivable in over 3,000 cases we have tracked. If the person's body temperature gets under 104 within 30 minutes of the presentation of the condition.
That, says CASA, is why cooling takes precedent over immediate transport to a care facility. A 2015 study suggests that farm workers are 35 times more likely to die from heat stroke than workers in other industries. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
A new trade undersecretary is on the job. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Did you know that Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn beats the competition's yields by 7.7 bushels per acre across over 18,000 comparisons? Plant PowerCore Enlist corn and have your best year with Pioneer. Luke Lindberg of South Dakota has been confirmed as the USDA's Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. The U.S. Senate confirmed Lindberg's nomination by a 77-18 vote Saturday night. During his confirmation hearing earlier this spring, Lindberg told the Senate Ag Committee he supports free trade agreements that could help reverse the growing deficit.
America's agricultural trade deficit, which is the worst in American history, is driven by a number of factors, but principally by the lack of an America First trade agenda that prioritizes market access for our farmers and ranchers. For too long, we've let other countries access our market and not negotiated reciprocal access to theirs.
Lindberg previously served as Chief of Staff and Chief Strategy Officer at the Export-Import Bank of the U.S. during President Trump's first term. The U.S. Grains Council is amending its name to be more inclusive of the export products it represents. CEO Ryan LeGrand tells Brownfield.
We started out as the U.S. Feed Grains Council in 1960. In 1998, we changed to the U.S. Grains Council. And now we're looking to incorporate ethanol, distillers' grains, and all the current and future products coming out of United States ethanol plants into our name.
LeGrand says the organization expects more doors to open under the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council. U.S. Grains Council delegates approved the name change during last week's 65th annual meeting. A crop protection specialist wants farmers to begin thinking about fall weed control. Ryan Peterson with Winfield United says early seeded crops will be ready for harvest in the coming weeks.
As those combines are rolling through, just, you know, make some mental notes of, you know, where we have weed pressure,
maybe what weed species we have out there. And then with the help of your agronomist, let's just come up with a plan for some effective fall weed control options.
He tells Brownfield water hemp continues to be a problem weed for many growers. Peterson also recommends an effective residual herbicide in the fall. A DeKalb Asgrow agronomist says tassel wrap issues in the 2025 corn crop have been widely publicized. However, Lance Tarchione says he's seen plenty of normal pollination challenges.
What we refer to as missing the nick, the tassel and the silks, get a little out of sync. You waste some of your days of pollen shed, you know, and then you can have insect feeding sometimes. And I think I've seen a lot of this year. The tassel doesn't form quite the way it should.
Tarchione says he's unsure if the issues are enough to have a market impact. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to keep you informed. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Listen here and learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to its typically quiet start to the week. Buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the end of the week. Dress deals in the north last week had a full range of $380 to $390, mostly $383, which was $3 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Southern live deals had a range of $232 to $240, mostly $235 to $236, which was $2 to $4 higher than the previous week's business. In Nebraska last week, steers and heifers sold unevenly steady. The USDA says demand was very good. There were a couple of different types of cattle sold. One sale consisted primarily of yearlings coming off native grass, and the other was mostly made up of cattle from backgrounding lots. Medium and large one feeder steers, 850 to 897 pounds, brought $324.75 to $346.25. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 893 pounds, brought $299.25. Box beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 15 cents at $363.37. Select was 27 cents lower at $340.23. Cash hog prices at the major directs were not reported due to confidentiality. The cash hog market has struggled with consistency. While the market remains focused on demand, there are ongoing concerns about its strength long term. Global demand has been solid despite a lack of consistent purchases from one of the largest customers of U.S. pork, that's China. Domestic demand has also been good. Both are providing price support. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct have a five-day rolling average of 112.90. The five-day rolling average for the Iowa Minnesota is 113.31, and for the Western Corn Belt, it's 113.36. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $4 higher at $86. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $69 to $81. Barrels and gilts were steady at $63 to $73, and pork values were higher at midday, up $2.19 at $119.13. Hams and picnics were both sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open, and I broke my neck.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Learn more at PVA.org.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitou in Tim Zuckox Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares top to $200 a ton and large rounds at $70 a ton. Reminder, you can buy hay or bedding throughout the week. Call 608-723-4024 info. Three online only auctions up and running right now. Sales include vehicles, firearms, tools, furniture, and one sale even includes 175 acres of land. Go to www.timzuckoxrealty.com or call 608-723-4024 for more info. This is Chase Hesitou. Have a great day.
At Harkey Lumber, they're more than just a lumber yard. They're your full-service building partner. From drafting and engineering to energy audits, estimates, design, delivery, and construction support, Harkey Lumber has you covered from start to finish. No project too big or too small. Call the trusted experts at Harkey Lumber at 608-985-7207. Proudly serving the community since 1969. Harkey Lumber, located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Soybeans and hogs are higher, cattle are mixed, corn is lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up modestly on short covering, technical buying, and the lower move in the dollar index today. Beans are oversold, and there is at least a little bit of help from a higher move in bean meal today. Near-term development weather does look good, but conditions could turn hotter in the back half of the month. September beans are up 5 at 974.5. November's 5.5 higher at 994.5. September soybean meal is up 450 at 275.40. September soybean oil's down 18 points at 54.30. Corn's lower, watching the weather with a chance for hotter, drier pattern emerging later this month. Demand continues to be solid, with U.S. prices very competitive on the export market into September. September corn is down 2 at 387.5. December's 2.75 lower at 408. And wheat's mixed. Chicago and Kansas City are monitoring U.S. and world winter wheat harvest activity. Minneapolis is keeping an eye on rain chances in the northern U.S. plains and Canadian prairies. September Chicago's a quarter lower at 516.5. September Kansas City's down a penny at 517.75. September Minneapolis wheat is 3/4 lower at 571.5. Live cattle have turned mixed and feeders are lower. Watching the distribution of this week's show list, choice box beef's firm at midday. Select was weak. October live's down 77 at 222.90, and December 60 lower at 223.82. September feeders are down now down $2 at 331.92. And hogs are up at the recent trend in pork, higher again at midday today. October's up 65 at 90.70. December leans a dollar higher at 83.35. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Apples already? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Apple season typically begins sometime in August, but for apple atchet orchards based in eastern Kentucky, apple picking is actually in full swing. Ryan Wilson, who manages the orchard, says one of the reasons the Honeycrisp apples are ready so soon is because it is a high-density apple orchard.
Instead of your typical orchards that are planting in row spacing, like 15, 20-foot row spacing and then 15-foot between your tree spacing, our orchard is 10-foot row spacing, and the trees are planted on average 21 inches apart. So we have 2,200 trees per acre here in our orchard.
When it comes to yield, Wilson tells Brownfield,
the goal for these trees is to produce a bushel of apples per tree. So in the end, when everything is mature and at its max, we should be producing around 100,000 bushel out of this orchard.
And while Appalachia Orchard is one of the only high-density orchards in Kentucky, that's not the only thing that sets it apart.
It's planted on reclaimed mine land. We were looking for ways to provide a new economy for our local area.
He says these apples won't just be sold locally.
We're in access to half of the U.S. population within a day's drive, so that makes things great for shipping out.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The news this hour is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, and experience friendly, caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen, Texas State.